Here's today's Bible principle with Dr. Gene Getz.
While the Apostle Paul was on his third missionary journey, he already had plans to return to Jerusalem. And furthermore, the Holy Spirit had already alerted him to the fact that he would experience serious persecution. Though Paul didn't know all the specific things that would happen, he knew enough to conclude that he needed the prayers of God's people. And consequently, here's what he wrote to the Christians in Rome.
Now I appeal to you, brothers and sisters, through our Lord Jesus Christ and through the love of the Spirit, to strive together with me in fervent prayers to God on my behalf. Pray that I may be rescued from the unbelievers in Judea, that my ministry to Jerusalem may be acceptable to the saints, and that by God's will, I may come to you with joy and be refreshed together with you.
Paul definitely believed that God was in control of his life, but he also believed that prayer makes a difference in what happens. This, of course, is part of the great mystery regarding God's sovereign control and our human responsibility. When Paul later was in prison in Rome, he once again emphasized the power of prayer in his letter to the Ephesians.
Pray also for me that the message may be given to me when I open my mouth to make known with boldness the mystery of the gospel. For this I am an ambassador in chains. Pray that I might be bold enough to speak about it as I should.
Yes, prayer makes a difference, and consequently, let's remember this principle to live by. To live in God's will, we're to pray for one another, particularly when we face difficult challenges in our lives.
The Bible principle you've heard today comes from the first ever multimedia study Bible. Through QR codes, you can access 1,500 videos, as Dr. Gene Getz teaches 1,500 Bible principles. For more information, go to BiblePrinciples.org.